Headline: VoltaiSig founder says DPRK-linked Bybit transactions are legitimate. Published at 1:02 p.m., March 21, 2025. Crypto sleuth ZackXBT has called out a crypto wallet firm, VoltaiSig, for crowing about $200,000 it generated in revenue that is largely made up of crypto stolen from Bybit and laundered by North Korea. ThorChain founder John Paul Thorbjornsson claimed the $200,000 in revenue was made through swaps via his multi-chain crypto wallet firm, VoltaiSig. However, ZackXBT noted, a good chunk of that revenue is being generated from the Bybit hack. He said, DPRK has been doing BTC to BNB or AVAX-TC swaps via VoltaiSig for the past few days in size. Addressing ZackXBT's analysis, Thorbjornsson told Protos, they are legitimate transactions. Anyone who can sign a transaction can broadcast on-chain and pay a fee for inclusion. Ethereum and Bitcoin nodes have already accepted those transactions and made fees. ZackXBT has been helping the crypto exchange Bybit trace the $1.4 billion worth of Ether that was stolen by the North Korea-linked hacking group, Lazarus. Today, Bybit CEO Ben Zhou claimed that almost 89% of the hacked funds remain traceable, while 7.59% have gone dark and 3.54% have been frozen. He said roughly 440,091 ETH, worth around $1.23 billion, has been converted into 12,836 BTC across 9,117 wallets, and that the hackers have started to use crypto mixers to obfuscate the stolen funds. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.